All right, welcome to our very first edition of Radio Waves. My name is Mike Stark, and I'm joined by radio columnist Richard Wagner. Every week, we're going to discuss what's going on in radio. And Richard is here. How are you, Richard?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, Mike.
Well, this is going to be our show, our little platform every week to talk about what's going on in radio, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And unfortunately, there's a lot of ugly.
Yeah, we'll try to keep it positive, though.
And we will try to keep it positive. For 200 shows, we've tried to keep it somewhat positive.
Yes.
It doesn't always work.
Well, sometimes you can't be positive.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess you can always be positive. You need to try to spin it, though.
But that was the...
Can we change it?
That was the opening of the very first Radio Wave show, 200 episodes ago. Can you believe that?
No, and the weird thing is it really hasn't changed at all.
No, it hasn't. No. We're still coming unprepared every week,
right.
And we do this thing. We're working on trying to get it live. Now, we are doing Facebook Live today,
yes.
In case you happen to be tuning in. So we are doing that today, but we're going to try and get a nicer setup so that we can do this live every week with good audio and good picture and the whole thing. But I got to do a little work. I got to get the hammer
yes.
out and do some hammering here and get the studio ready for that. But anyway,
I'm going to grow hair and lose 20 pounds.
Well, it'll give you incentive. Give us both incentive. We both have faces for radio. There's no doubt about
yes.
it. Well, here we are, show number 200. We're once again covering Richard's column for this week, the week of December 8th, which, by the way, we're running a little late this week in getting this out, and it's already up online.
Yeah, they've been doing a good job getting it up lately in the paper.
Yeah, so anyway, you can read his column online, or you can read it in the newspapers, and that'll arrive on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Right, depending on the paper.
But you don't get to hear us carry on with all of this wonderfulness that we do on this program, unless you
yes,
subscribe.
Wonderfulness.
Yeah, the wonderfulness. That's a
yes.
Bill Cosby. And should I even be talking about Bill Cosby at this point? I'm not so sure. Anyway, this week's column, here you go again. There you go again, Richard. There
but
you
I was
go.
Nice. I want to point out, I mentioned in Cumulus, but I was nice.
You were nice.
Yeah, it was
okay.
Actually factual and then nice.
Okay. What did you write this week?
Well, last week the column was about how they had defaulted on their payment earlier in the month.
Right.
They declared bankruptcy. I think it might have been. I can't remember if we talked about this last week or not, if it happened on the way home from recording the show.
I think it did.
But they declared bankruptcy officially. It was kind of one of those prearranged bankruptcies. If approved by the bankruptcy judge, it'll take about $1 billion worth of debt out. They're doing this weird thing that I don't know much about. There's something about operating under, I forget the wording, something kind of weird, but it's
okay.
Like the creditors now are owning the stations or something like that.
Right.
Which I guess they kind of technically did before. But it's going to take some pressure off of the company for a while. They still owe a little over $1 billion. The stock's worthless. It was down to I think 8 or so cents last week.
Yeah, as
stock will be declared worthless, and then they can issue more stock later.
Right. As I read all of the things on this whatever this is that they're doing, the real losers in all this are the stockholders.
Right.
That's not good.
No, it's not. But I think they kind of knew they were probably losing. I mean, geez, when the stock was originally out, it was, I don't even remember now, wasn't it like 70-something or 50-something?
But you know
Before the reverse split?
But
I mean, we're talking about a stock that was down to penny stock value a long time ago.
But you know what that means is if they had any sort of stock program that employees could participate in, they've lost everything.
They've lost everything, yeah.
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 So,
which is not good. But as far as the company goes, you know, Mary Berner has done some good things as CEO. She's given local control back to the stations. I think locally, KLOS is sounding okay, probably better than they have for a while. They actually have the ability to – they're not locked into classic rock because they're doing so many things. So if programmer Keith Cunningham wants to take some time and – go whatever direction he wants. He could either go more classic rock and try to pick up some sound listeners. He could try to go more current rock and still pick up sound listeners if the music mix is correct.
Sure.
He's not really locked in. As we've talked about, KABC has always been the problem. They have some good shows, but who knows about them?
Right. No promotion.
Yeah.
KLOS isn't doing much promotion either. But KLOS, as you mentioned, all of those things that you mentioned, they're also, I think, paying very close attention to the fact that there are sound listeners out there.
And they're roaming.
They're roaming. Yeah. They want a new home. And
yes.
I've noticed on the Sound Facebook family page, I think it's what it's called,
yeah,
that these people are checking in at KLOS.
Yeah.
And they are sending correspondence to the program director over there. And whether he's listening or not, who knows?
Yeah.
But they are paying attention. They want a new home. And there's a big audience there, loyal audience.
Yeah. I kind of like my idea of Cumulus buying the Sound back from EMF.
That'd be good.
Because EMF, you know, they could pay off all their other debt.
Right.
They get all these stations for a song. They don't owe that much money, so go ahead and pay it off. And then they could recreate the Sound. And then KLOS could go totally current, and you'd have the Sound for classic rock.
EMF hasn't shown any indication that they're going to sell, but, they've only had it a couple of weeks. So
yeah, give them time.
Give them a month. All right. So you went to this anniversary of Radio Greats, which...
It's a semi-annual get-together.
I wish you'd invite me, because there's some people there I would love to meet.
I thought you were invited.
No, I never get invited these things.
You're always invited. I mean, it's an open thing. It's at Fuddruckers.
No. Okay. Well, next time
I'm going to
stop
by and get a burger and say, why are you wearing that name badge?
Because there were amazing people at this place, and you rub shoulders with all of them. Tell me what went on there.
It's the typical thing. They just get together and they have fun. And it's always a slightly different group. Last time, 6 months ago, I spent almost the entire time talking with one of my favorite programmers, Chuck Martin. This time, I spent a lot of time talking with Sean Steele, Real Don Steele's wife, and Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, wow. And you said Machine Gun Kelly may want to come down and do our show.
Yes, we're hoping to get Machine Gun Kelly, and we might do it as a combo. I don't know if that's allowed
in
our series of life career-spanning things. But Machine Gun Kelly and Dave Sebastian Williams thought that getting together, since they worked together at so many stations, they could feed off each other for the stories.
That would be, I think, really, really good.
Yeah.
So work on that, my friend.
We need to get an air check, and I don't know, maybe we can help. We can use your help getting this one. When Machine Gun Kelly, on his last day at KHJ... This is in my column. The story is great. He's going to tell it much better than I do. But he knew that things were coming on and changing because John Sebastian was the new program director and
right.
the rumblings that they were going to settle down and go more FM-like and all that
right.
stuff. So 5 minutes before showtime, he's on at 3:00. John Sebastian comes up to Machine Gun Kelly and says, you know, we need you to tone it down. No more of those long, screaming, you know, intros.
Sure.
We're going to go a little more mellow. We're going to do this and, you know, just kind of settle back, you know.
Totally unlike him. He was in the Real Don Steele school
right,
of
right.
broadcasting.
Probably louder.
Maybe even louder, right.
So he goes, okay, I can handle that. So goes on the air, you know, 3:00 at KHJ Los Angeles with Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, he went over
15 seconds, he said,
at
least. And Sebastian comes in right after that and says, you're fired.
Like that.
Yeah. And Kelly says, that's fine. I already have a job at 10Q. I'll see you at 6.
Oh, my God. And he the same day?
Same day.
That is a great story. So he did one break and that was it?
Apparently, yeah. I'd like confirmation.
Man.
I'd love the air check because I had always heard he came later, but he's claiming it was the exact same day.
I would love to hear that air check. Oh, man.
And I'd like to hear the first microphone on 10Q when he was there.
Absolutely. Man, that's a great story. So this,
and he had already prearranged it, by the way. He knew he had a job there.
Right.
And he was just kind of waiting to see what would happen.
Mm. So these are the kind of stories you get at this reunion.
Right. And the type of stories you get when... stations compete.
Right. Exactly. Which we talk about all the time. Yeah. There's very little competition going on. Anybody else at the event that
comes
to mind?
There are so many people there that it's hard to keep track of everyone who's there.
Was Wink Martindale there? Because
he was not. Okay. I kind of expected him to be there, but he did not show.
All right. Well, you've got a section of your column this week dedicated to the Wink.
Oh, yeah. Wink Martindale was hilarious. I think it's for fun.
Yeah.
Do you want to answer it?
No, this time it's my wife, so definitely not.
She's saying, what are you doing?
Yeah. We're doing the show.
Does she know?
Thank you.
So, Airchecks.com posted a, and there's a link to it. I think there's a link to it, isn't there? There's a link to Wink. Did I not put the link in there?
Well, Aircheck.com you put.
But if you search for it, you can find it. It's Wink Martindale from June 1965. And he's not normally doing the show that he's on. I think it's a morning shift and he's filling in for someone.
Right.
So I told him about it before I even listened.
Right.
And he sent a message back to me basically saying, I can't believe. Actually, the exact quote was, geez, hard to believe I thought that was entertaining.
Oh.
He's playing like one of those horns and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
So what's kind of funny is you can kind of see why KRLA first and then KHJ especially really clean their clocks.
Right.
In ratings. KFWB by 65 was already being beaten by KRLA. And two more years, they changed to news. So it just shows how dire it was. But in spite of all that, you can actually hear Wink's personality beginning to come through. He hasn't kind of evolved into the amazing middle-of-the-road DJ that he really was.
Right.
But he's good. He himself is good. The format I would not – I mean, there's a lot of stiffs in there as far as records go.
Right.
Some of the comments said, you know, the ads are more entertaining than the thing. A lot of cigarette ads, too. It's kind of funny for Top 40 Radio on the morning show. But Wink is Wink, and Wink is just an amazing guy to me. So, you know, you can feel that he was having fun, and he's always been that way. He's kind of infectiously positive.
Aircheck.com, you can probably search it on there. Wink Martindale, KFWB, 1965. That'll probably bring it up, right? June of 1965, if you want to hear that.
I can't believe I didn't put the link in. I will find the link and I'll send it to you.
Okay, very good. Anything else we need to talk about this week?
I think everyone's been fired that's going to be fired this year.
Did we talk about Ralph Garman?
We did not.
We did not. And you have...
No, that's right. It's not in the column. I should have put that in. He was. I think that was right after the column was written.
Ralph Garman from the Kevin and Bean Show, which only means to me that it's only a matter of time before Kevin and Bean are gone.
Which is too bad.
Yeah, it is too bad.
I think they're both good guys.
Yeah. Well, we will follow that.
In spite of the fact that they got rid of Doc and...
But the same thing played out with Ralph.
Right.
He's leaving. In other words, he's fired.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And he's not going to leave on his own.
No, absolutely not. And I don't worry about him. He's a talented guy. He's going to work in without any issues.
Yeah.
That's not going to be a problem. So.
I just still don't get the new Entercom mantra of let's cut costs, because it's like any company. You have to spend money to make money.
Right. Right.
You know, and if you keep cutting out the product, no one's going to bother listening. And all you're doing is shoving people over into iPods and other things.
Exactly.
XM radio.
All right. Well, that was a real lousy 200th episode, if you ask me. But, you know, we'll improve.
I think we should flash back. How long have we been doing this? Let's flash back a year.
200 episodes. There you go. Very good.
So Cumulus.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, I as I told you before we went on the air, I checked our first episode to see if there was any discussion of Cumulus. We hadn't started on them
probably
yet.
Probably not. But, I think back then it had to be iHeart, because Cumulus is almost just a blip on the radar. They didn't do much back
then. Were they iHeart then, or were they still Clear Channel?
They were probably Clear Channel then.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And by the way, Clear Channel is the one to watch now, because we've talked about Cumulus having, at the time, $2.3, $2.4 billion in debt. iHeart has $20 billion in debt.
And they just carry
And they don't
on.
Have that many more stations
right.
than... I don't think my plan to buy them selling the stations even works.
Yeah. With them.
Would have worked with Cumulus, but I don't think it works with iHeart.
Well, we will... As always, for the next 200 episodes plus, we will follow this on a weekly basis. And
Oh, by the way, the one cool thing about this restructuring and the stock being worth nothing, Lou Dickey loses.
Oh, he's not going to be involved then.
Well, I don't know if he's going to be involved or not, but he totally lost his stocks.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Very true.
So
all
it's
right.
It's a good 200 show.
A great 200th show, and we'll try to improve over the next 200 and see if we can get any better, but don't count on it.
No.
We'll see you next week.